7 today.
The hills are alive in flames in Santa Barbara. A state of emergency declared by Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger because the winds have not stopped surging. It's those Santa Ana winds, so igniting a lot of those homes. Igniting is one of those weird words. Send it up it like Cracker Jack fire. Boom! You know that popping? That's what I call it, a Cracker Jack fire, where you hear the booms. And that's what you can hear, and thousands of people have had to leave. I mentioned this before. Having lived in California and lived through some of those fires, man, it is horrific. So we certainly wish the people well in dealing with this in Southern California. That's where we start. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So while Schwarzenegger is dealing with those fires in Southern California and other political fires, even suggesting that there should be a conversation about legalizing marijuana, then taxing it to make billions of dollars to pay for the shortfalls that California is experiencing, because it's incredible the ugly grip that has enveloped. I mean, not like other people in the country aren't dealing this with 8.5% unemployment, but it is brutal in California. I had a conversation today with someone who runs the Fox Network, and we were talking about other industries attached to Fox and whatnot. And Fox, of course, just had a great quarter. Just doubled their numbers, Fox News did. And other branches of Fox as well are doing well. They're getting high ratings and they're doing okay. But we were talking about other industries in California and it's just ugly. You have people applying for jobs, no kidding. This guy that I was talking to told me in a supermarket in Westlake Village where he's got a master's degree and you've got other people that have master's degrees. He had a friend that was doing this and because they want to work. They can't get any jobs. There's no corporate jobs, even with a little help from your friends and that kind of stuff. So unemployment there, awful. The state employees, many of them, of course, cut and slashed and everything else because the budget didn't allow for it. So now with the fires, that doesn't help any. State of emergency. And who knows, maybe the idea of looking into legalizing marijuana isn't such a bad one that was thrown out there. Just the conversation that Schwarzenegger wants to have. I still think there's going to be a hard time pushing that through. But as things continue to get worse there, who knows? Can't push too much of the money angle, though, because there's a lot of people that will give you some blowback on that one. Speaking of blowback, a couple of fair or fouls for you right from the beginning of this show. One, Maine, of course, allowing gay marriage. We know that that was passed, and that's like the fifth state now for that to happen. Other states are discussing it, and noticeably absent from a comment on equal rights for gay folks as far as marriage is concerned is the White House. Imagine that. Yeah, they are pretty much speechless at this point. Everybody wants to know what the president thinks. Well, if you watched during the elections and on the campaign trail, he did the same thing everybody else did, kind of stepped around it, did not support gay marriage, supported the idea of civil unions and all that other sort of stuff. And that's just a way to twist it, really. Let's be honest about it. So the governor of Maine signing a same-sex marriage bill. What happened at a news conference or a press conference earlier in the day, I happened to be watching, one of the reporters asked Robert Gibbs, the resident idiot, who is the White House spokesperson, about it, and asked if the president had a reaction. So, of course, the thing that Gibbs said was, I think the president's position on same-sex marriage has been talked about and discussed. And the reporter then shot back and said, well, he opposes same-sex marriage. And then, of course, Gibbs says he supports civil unions. And then, of course, the reporter, bear with me, it's a little Punch and Judy show. The reporter comes back and says, does that mean he's going to say or do anything against what the citizens of Maine? And then, of course, that was stopped. No, I'm not aware of that. I think the president believes this is an issue that's best addressed by the states. Of course he does, because it's a hot potato. And it's not going to be left alone with the states now that there's this big push And the fact that the White House can't say one thing about it is just so typical of what you get. There is not transparency here. You cannot say they're transparent. You just, it's two-stepping all the way. At some point, they're going to have to belly up and make a flat-out decision on how they feel, because public opinion, my friends, seems to be changing faster than one would think. I never thought that I would be doing a talk show where you would see state after state start to discuss this and then legalize gay marriage at the rate that it is. As far as states are concerned and areas are concerned, you know, this isn't it with Maine. In D.C., the D.C. Council approved same-sex marriage legislation, too. They did that. They voted, what was it, the other night, to recognize same-sex marriages from states that approve them. So, you know, this horse has more than left the barn. That's it. So is this going to be a proud moment for the people in the White House? Is this going to be a time to run away from it? The bottom line is it's going to have to be addressed. And you think of voters and you think of public attitudes and how, like I said, that is changing. So when you look at the Democrats versus the Republicans, I mean, let's be honest about this. With Republicans, most of the money that's been spent fighting, like Prop 8, of course, in California, which reversed the whole thing of allowing gay marriage, all the money, the zillions of dollars that have been spent, has really come from the Republican side of the aisle for the past, you know, I don't know, 20 years or whatever it's been. As for the Democrats, they're for equality for gay people. So now you've got a Democrat in the White House who is backtracking on it. And at least his guy is. Robert Gibbs is doing that. I think what's going to happen is the president's going to get caught in this spider web. And if they're going to be transparent, he is going to have to make an opinion on this, a strong opinion. And I think he's going to have to dance away from the civil union thing. I mean, saying just let the states handle it, it's going to go beyond that, obviously. So when I say fair or foul, I'm going to say that's foul. Now, this is the other fair or foul, and it has to do with Hawaii. I love Hawaii, man. I do. It is one of my favorite places on the face of the earth. If I could live in Hawaii part-time, I'd do it. The people are great. It's an awesome place to relax, and the people in Hawaii, or I shouldn't say the people in Hawaii, I should say that what happened in Hawaii is some people, certainly it's gotten under their skin a little bit. In Hawaii, one of the things that they're talking about doing, and this is where you got to be careful, one of the things they're talking about doing is having an Islam Day declared there, right? The state Senate approved a bill to honor Islam, but they don't want to, of course, do they really want to honor a religion connected to 9/11? This is where it gets dicey. This is, again, one of those hot potatoes. So there were a few people, a few of the lawmakers there, who said they didn't want to honor a religion that was connected heavily to one of our bloodiest days in our history. And they started to argue about it. So what do you think? Fair or foul? Should there be an Islam Day? The resolution to proclaim September 24th, thank goodness they didn't say September 11th, 2009, as Islam Day, actually passed in the Senate 22-3. We'll talk about it on the flip side here on America Tonight.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet.
1-800-210-1922.
Or go to orderchoose.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed, America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Kate, hanging out with you each and every weeknight on ATN. Now, I just brought up those fair or fouls. I think it's foul the way Robert Gibbs is dancing around this whole gay marriage issue thing. Look, eventually it has to come full force. If the president wants to come out and say, hey, I respect the state's rights to do with what they're doing, but it's pretty clear I'm saying I only support or I support civil unions or whatever it is. But you see, they know this is a dicey thing for him because of the supporters, etc. And hey, it's not like other people hadn't had to dance around this, but there's just something about this guy Gibbs that grates on me, and his sarcastic answers back. I don't know, Ari Fleischer to me seemed like he was pretty good at it. Dee Dee Myers seemed like she knew how to handle the back and forth with the reporters. We went into a whole thing about that, the best White House flacks and how they danced around issues or whatever. But this guy, to me, just seems to step right into the middle of it. And speaking of stepping into the middle of it, it kind of went under the wire, I think, a little bit. But in Hawaii, the state senate there, and I just mentioned this, overwhelmingly, because there was only three people who didn't vote for it, approved a bill to celebrate Islam Day. And this, of course, just a few people that objected because they didn't want to honor a religion connected to September 11th. Now, the day that they're going to do this is September 24th. And here's the thing. Do I know some Muslim people who are fabulous, wonderful, and would have nothing to do with what happened? And certainly I'm a person who I'd like to think is open-minded, and I just don't take the road easily traveled. I get that. Absolutely. I have friends that are Mormons. I have friends that are Catholics. I have friends that are Protestants. But the bottom line is there's something about saying Islam Day. There's just something about that. And it hit me too. When I saw the headline, I thought, maybe I'm misreading this, or what's the deal here? And then I started to look into it a little bit. And sure enough, you know, that's the deal. Islam Day just seems, Even the naming of it, I don't know, to me just seems odd. And maybe I'm all wet on this thing. You know, the one Democrat that voted against the bill opposed it on a church-state separation of fears thing, which, of course, you know, it's always dicey religion anyway when you bring that up. I mean, imagine other states. Think of the mainland and think of other states. Like, can you imagine in Texas if they had an Islam day? No, that's not happening. I don't even know if you would get that in New Jersey, which tends to be extremely liberal. It just seems odd to me. And I don't know, is the United States becoming too sympathetic toward Islamic extremists? It's like this idea of the Taliban and that you can negotiate. Who in the hell ever said that you can negotiate with an extremist? I don't know. Because I've talked to many people in the CIA, I've talked to many investigators, and I don't know where that comes from, where you think there's a way to change someone's ideology after all this time. And especially, we know the definition of a jihadist. Again, there are people that are Muslims who are born in America, from America, or come to America from other places, and they certainly have nothing to do with this extremism and shouldn't be lumped into that group. But how crazy. So I'm going to have to say foul on both of them. I think the Islam day is a little nutty in Hawaii, but it's in Hawaii. If it were in, I think, another state, you'd probably hear more complaining about that. I think maybe a little more protests if there was, imagine if there was a federal Islam day. That would not happen. Trust me. That would not happen. 800-259-5791. If you want to chime in on either of the fair or fouls, you can do that probably once a week or maybe even more sometimes, depending on what's going on. We do fair or foul. You be the judge. In other words, you tell me whether you think it's fair or whether you think it's foul. I'm sure there's some people that are listening and think, yeah, you know, whatever, Islam Day, that's fine. It's Hawaii, and there's probably people there that they'll feel proud and think it's terrific, and obviously they're playing to some of the constituents that are on the islands in Hawaii. So it's probably okay. And the same thing with Barack Obama. He did say that he supported civil unions and did not support gay marriage. See, that's that thin, squiggly line, that gray area that you can erase. But there's a big difference because what, from state to state, you're getting in gay marriage is different than civil unions. And that's the thing. There's a difference from Vermont to Maine to Massachusetts. And really, as we had a caller just the other day say, you know, here's the problem. I have a child with somebody and we're not together. The child gets sick or I want to see the kid. What rights do I have? And I won't have any if there isn't some sort of a legal document. And then you could say, well, of course, that could be civil unions, but there isn't a union in this case. And that's where it gets tricky, of course. All right, the big story certainly on the day, some of them I've already mentioned, a couple of things that have happened, but the real, real super big story was the fact that Obama met with both presidents, Pakistan and Afghanistan, and promised a lasting commitment to both of those governments. I mean, I guess you would call it kind of a landmark meeting with all three of them, probably, because there's obviously tensions that are brewing big time when you think of the fight against Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. And I think in Pakistan, the people in Pakistan are finally realizing, I think there was sort of an anti-American sentiment, surprisingly, that was going around a little bit. And now after seeing what the Taliban and Al-Qaeda, two different groups, what they are doing to the people in Pakistan, it's sort of turned around. There's no question that there's going to be more violence. And the United States has clearly said, the last president, this president, that the idea is to defeat Al-Qaeda. I mean, that's a layup, terrorism, and support whoever the democratically elected folks are, the governments of Pakistan and Afghanistan, which right now is the case. So funny, too, in looking at them, Karzai to me, I don't know, Hamid Karzai to me just kind of looked like he was, yeah, okay, here we are. And the Pakistani president, Zardari, to me, I think thought, oh, please give me a rope, something, give me some help here. I mean, I definitely need money. I need something to happen. We were on the air when the one bombing happened, and when the cars collided with the bombs, and it's been hell in the last couple of weeks. I mean, this is high stakes poker here, or high stakes diplomacy might be a better way to say that in these big meetings. And looming over this whole thing is the fact that there was the U.S. bombing in Afghanistan, and what happened? You had dozens of civilians, dozens of people that were killed, and the Obama folks apologized for that. Of course, earlier, the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, had to throw that out, saying that they deeply, deeply regretted the loss of the people there. And when Obama jumped in front of the cameras, because, of course, they had a presser, as I said, he pledged that they would make every effort to avoid killing people, basically, civilian casualties in both spots where the airstrikes have now led to even more anti-American feelings. But the bottom line is, how do you do that? I mean, obviously you're trying to avoid those areas, but what do you think the Taliban is trying to do? What do you think Al-Qaeda is trying to do? Who are they using as human shields and all that sort of stuff? And where do you think they're going to lure the bombs? Where are they going to lure strikes to happen? Of course, where the people are. It's going to be really tough to dance around that. Really tough. And even the top general, the top U.S. commander in Afghanistan, said that the U.S. forces basically joined the operation in that bombing area after Taliban folks beheaded three people. That's what they did. Chopped their heads off, mounted them on sticks. So now there's some confusion as to when they stepped in and should they have stepped in and all that other sort of stuff. What would you like to see the U.S. do in Pakistan and Afghanistan? You know my thoughts if you've listened to the show. 800-259-5791.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all-natural insecticides from FreshwaterOrganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use in FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bedbugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from FreshwaterOrganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country. The economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Coming up, do you like to gamble on the web? Yeah. Folks on the Hill are talking about internet gambling legislation that could reverse things of the past. We'll dive into that coming up around the bend here on America Tonight. But I started talking about the fact that the huge story, at least politically when it comes to the Middle East, certainly is the fact that both presidents, the president of Pakistan and Afghanistan, met with Barack Obama, and the timing was interesting because of the bombing, the U.S. bombing, where some civilians were killed, but this was on the heels of the Taliban beheading three people and putting their heads on stakes. It's not just the barbaric English back in the 1500s that did that. We know, we've seen the footage that's been shot before of people in the past when they've been kidnapped. Poor Daniel Pearl. I hate to bring that up, but nothing makes me feel more sick to my stomach than to think about what happened to that man and how he was lured. Granted, he was there covering a story. A journalist should not be beheaded in that barbaric way simply for telling a story in that area and taking a chance of talking to someone and being lured. But that's the deal. It's not about negotiating. It's not about any sort of etiquette whatsoever. We know it's a Pandora's box. And so the Pandora's box, somehow, there has to be a lid put on the box, okay? I mean, obviously, it's better for all concerned, certainly for the people of Pakistan. And Pakistan, for a long time, has been an ally of the United States. And you look at where Pakistan is located, so no joke, do you really want the Taliban marching into Islamabad and taking over Pakistan, essentially? No, of course not. Mm-mm. I mean, that would be more than disastrous. And Afghanistan and that whole area, I mean, that's the true tip of the iceberg right there. That's the training camps. That's the mosques that are heavily filled with a lot of these young guys who are being poisoned with the idea of being a martyr, becoming a jihadist and doing it for the cause and all that sort of stuff. Ultimately, that's what you got to close off. You got to get to the young men who are disillusioned and who are being filled with all the hatred and things that they're being filled with. Now, here's what Barack Obama had to say in front of the microphones today.
The first step must be to get off the wrong battlefield in Iraq and take the fight to the terrorists in Afghanistan and Pakistan. Let me make this clear. There are terrorists holed up in those mountains who murdered 3,000 Americans. They are plotting to strike again. If we have actionable intelligence about high-value terrorist targets and President Musharraf will not act, we will.
Members of the administration might say that you have to be sensitive to the very precarious position that Musharraf has in that country.
Well, I think that we should provide, and I state explicitly in the speech, all the support that we can for President Musharraf taking the right actions. But what we can't do is simply allow al-Qaeda to operate in Pakistan the same way that it previously operated in Afghanistan. You've got people who are responsible.
All right, so you get Obama's take on this. And, of course, that's former President Musharraf, who's long gone. And, of course, the meeting today was with the current president of Pakistan and Afghanistan's president as well, Karzai, of course. And this, like I said, on the heels of the bombing in Afghanistan, he looked like it, too. He looked like he had... I don't know. He just looked annoyed to me in the face when he stepped out to that press conference. So I asked the question of you, America. I mean, these are your tax dollars at work. What ultimately is the job of the United States? You heard what Obama said there. Take the fight to where the 3,000 people were killed with the Taliban, Al-Qaeda folks that are out there in that area and snuff them out. I mean, easier said than done, obviously, because, look, we still haven't gotten bin Laden. There's all these crazy reports and rumors he could be dead. We've talked about them before. Then a tape pops up and the FBI authenticates it. You know, just get the guy. Just get him. Don is listening to us in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Kate.
Hey.
Oh, you are there. Hey, tidbit you just had of Obama there, that sounded like what he was saying back in, that's not current.
That's something that he said before. No, he was with the two presidents today. He was with Zardari, of course, the president of Pakistan, and he was with Hamid Karzai, as I mentioned. Yeah. And saying the same thing. I mean, he's saying the same thing, basically. What he said before is the same thing, just insert a different president, is that we have to take the fight there, and of course, we know the deadline is June 30th, and that Nouri al-Maliki, the prime minister in Iraq, is telling the troops they have to be gone, which that's going to be an interesting thing because we're already in May. So, Dom, think of this. Think of what's going to happen in Iraq, which I think chaos is going to ensue there. I hope not, but I think so. And we're already seeing a rise in violence there. Think of now Afghanistan and Pakistan. I mean, how thin can you be stretched?
Okay, first of all, I was hoping that that was a little old tidbit because it was like, man, if Barack doesn't even know who the president of Pakistan is right now, we're really in trouble, you know. Musharraf, you know, I knew we were in big trouble when Musharraf left because, you know, he kind of, even though he was elected, he kind of ruled as a dictator there and, you know, and he kept things at bay, you know. I mean, you know, now it's like... I don't know who's running the anything about this guy is running Pakistan right now, but and I know they're trying to fight back the Taliban, but I'm just kind of like, I'm wondering if he, you know, we can't just go into Pakistan and start telling them, you know, we've got to be, you know, he's going to have to say we can come in and do that, and of course that's been that was the whole reason why Musharraf was thrown out in the first place was because, you know, there's quite a right wing wackos in Pakistan that, you know, are supportive of Taliban and,
oh, sure.
You know, and want to see the Americans out of the whole area.
That's right, absolutely. That's the problem. And Musharraf was seeing people around him were being killed, and he was going to be killed. I mean, there was no question about it. And that was it. Okay, now I've had enough. I'm not going to be able to do anything. And he was very selective, I think, in what he did. It was an impossible situation. And it's an impossible situation for the new president.
Yeah, but, you know, it's you know, as for Iraq, you know, we've done everything. I think America's done just about everything they can for that country. And if they don't want to, you know, we talked about this a long time ago, about, you know, these people have, you know, lived under, you know, Muslim control / you know, you will live your life this way. Not freedom as we know it here in America. And, you know, and if they're not going to accept that, and they're just going to be, you know, like I said before, you know, like 2 out of 3 Americans agreed with the Iraq war when it started, and then it switched to where 2 out of 3 disagreed. And why did that 1 out of 3 change their mind? Because they got sick and tired of seeing these people kill each other.
Right.
You know, why are we going to be there? You know, we can't, I know it, we just love the whole world to be democracy and, you know, you know, but it's just not going to happen, you know, if that's not what people want. And if they're going to just sit there and kill each other, you know, you can't blame George Bush. You know, George Bush said, hey, here, I tried to offer you, we had to get rid of Saddam, you know, for various reasons, you know, and we tried to arm, you know, we sacrificed 4,000 of our men and soldiers and women, you know, to give you, to let you guys reach out and see what freedom is. And if you're just going to keep killing each other, you know, and of course we talked once about the difference between the Sunnis and the Shias, and
yeah,
and how just it's just the dumbest thing. Personally, I know they take it serious, but you know, I'm just kind of like, you know, it's just a. But in any case, though, they need to, you know, I'm to a point where, you know, I'm not going to second guess what George Bush did. We needed to get rid of Saddam. You know, he was paying to, you know, for people to blow themselves up in Israel. You know, he was stealing money on the side. There was no, you know, I guess the idea of the sanctions was that, you know, somebody was going to oust him for us instead, and that never happened. And so there's a lot of reasons to get rid of him, and I'm not going to second guess that. But at the same time, if Iraq does not want freedom, if they want to just sit there and kill each other, then, you know what, let's just get out of there. Like Brock says, let's go fight the guys who we know are, you know, are targeting the United States.
Right. I agree with that. Yeah.
You know,
I agree with that.
And I don't know, you know, and like I said, I don't know if I told you this, but I was in, when I was in tech school in the Air Force, at the Lowell Air Force Base in Denver, it's closed down now. There was a colonel from Pakistan that was there, and he was over their avionics, and he was there basically just to study our electronics program that we had there.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to be really good friends with him, went back to Utah to visit my folks and, you know, and stuff, and received a few postcards from him. I haven't heard from him in years, but, you know, Pakistanis are just the nicest people.
I agree.
They really are, you know.
Yeah.
And I hate to see the, you know, this group of,
rogue operators, the Taliban, etc., Al-Qaeda, destroy what's there. I mean, think of people that you've met in the United States. I've had a similar experience that Don's had. Don, thanks. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. So Don says, yeah, take the fight there. If Iraq can't stand up, they can't stand up. And, of course, June 30th is D-Day anyway. How will they survive? I think it'll be tough. Hang with us.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code iodine at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. 406-251-3270 today.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet as pride, her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn the music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She got Betty Davis eyes.
We're talking about a couple of different things here, namely Pakistan and Afghanistan. Now that the U.S. has been told you're done June 30th, officially, remember, it was Iraq that stepped forward and said that that was before Bush even left office, that June 30th was it. There was, you know, this whole idea of when is the pullout happening and all that, and, you know, don't reveal the date. It didn't matter. It was a moot point because ultimately Nouri al-Maliki decided that it was that was the time, and he, of course, the prime minister of Iraq. That was the deal. It's on the table. The problem is we're in May. We're in the beginning of May. And can this country really stand on its own? You think of the human lives that have been sacrificed, American lives, in this fight for democracy and the purple thumbs and all that sort of stuff. Does it end up that there's going to be purple thumbs in the future, or is it going to be back to the same old in Iraq? Because you think of the divisive factions there, Shia, Sunnis, and Kurds, and ultimately, thousands of years, thousands of hard feelings, very different religious beliefs. Will this military, will this police force that has been trained by some great people in the United States who've gone over and given their time and done what they can and mentored, etc., walk side by side? I mean, I don't have to relive the whole last handful of years since 2003. But, I mean, personally, would I like the country would be able to stand and have some sort of a democracy left when a lot of the boots are out of that country? Absolutely. But realistically, is it going to happen? Probably not. And so now it's run for the hills of Afghanistan and Pakistan. And there does have to be some kind of an investment in this, because you think of Pakistan and how vital that is. As much as it would be easy to say, you know, I'm tired of this, just let the Middle East do whatever it wants, there are too many valuable treasures, wink, wink, if you know what I mean, in the Middle East. And that's never going to be the reality of this government, whether it's a Democrat in office or a Republican in office. What say you? 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Or, of course, snail mail is the way to go. AmericaTonight.net if you're a third shifter. Mark is listening to us in New York. Hello, Mark.
Hey, Kate, really quick, just Godspeed to Dom DeLuise. He died yesterday. He was a great guy. He was funny. He was funny, funny Italian man. Reminded me of Lou Costello, of Admiral Costello. He was one of my favorites, too. Mm-hmm. Dom DeLuise, I know you're up there in heaven, man. You were great. All right, really quick, I'll mention all of this stuff that you talked about, and it all goes back to Islam, and it's Islam Day in Hawaii and Barack Obama. But just bear with me. First of all, if you're going to celebrate Islam, and let's be honest here, are you going to celebrate Sunni Islam, Shiite Islam, Sufi Islam, Wahhabism? I think it's ludicrous, but I think the Council of American Islamic Relations is sitting back and they're smiling, because they know that they can infiltrate these state governments, and, you know, they can just sit back there and say, you know, this is what we want. What they want is Sharia law around the world. Will you just come to grips with this, America? And that's why we should pull out of Afghanistan, because Afghanistan is under Sharia law. But Karzai's there, as I told you, as a spokesman for UNICAL, the oil companies, and as he was also a spokesman for the Taliban. He was running the drugs. They're both at the White House, and I know what you're saying, America. Oh, you big mouth, you don't know what you're talking about. Listen, they got their hands out. They want the money that this guy's printing. That's what they want. Pakistan's nukes, they said it's a failed state, or it's about to be a failed state. What do you think India's going to do if the Taliban takes over? You think they're going to stand by India? They've been fighting over the Kashmir region forever.
Yep.
And it's just, you know, I bring up a lot of topics because you have to think about this. And I don't want American guys, good kids with targets on their backs, supporting Sharia law in Afghanistan. What are we going to get out of it? What are we going to get if Iraq collapses, which it might? What do we get? All the billions of dollars and all those thousands of lives. What have we got?
Nothing.
I mean, it's insane. And, you know, let me go back to something else. And this connects to everything you talked about. The reason Obama will not make a stance on the gay marriage thing, homosexual marriage, is because look at the people he's look up to and the churches he's attended. The Nation of Islam, Father Flager of the Catholic Church, they're vehemently against homosexual marriage, which I agree with. Flager was an impulse on Obama. Reverend Jeremiah Wright, the Nation of Islam, Islam itself, they stone and kill homosexuals. So, of course, Obama, he's going to have to not be true to his beliefs if he comes out for homosexual marriage. Eventually he'll have to, because the people that put him in office are going to say, what are you going to do here? And he'll say, oh, it's a state's rights issue. It's federalism. Let each state do as they want, like they will with the gun laws. And by the way, Montana's about ready to pull out. They're claiming their 10th Amendment sovereignty. That's another case, but let's see where it goes if Montana decides to secede from the Union, if it goes that far. But the point I'm making is he'll say, homosexual marriage, oh, it's a state's rights issue. But it's going that way. It's going that way. But and really quick, again with the Islam, Peter King of New York, he made the comment that the FBI should be tapping the mosque. He's right, because that Department of Homeland Security memo never mentioned radical Islam. Have you people read Stephen Emerson's book, American Jihad? Do you know? You talk about these guys planting caves in Afghanistan. They're here now. They were in this country before 9/11. They know where these people are. Obama, you don't have to go look in a cave in Afghanistan. You can go look at the Al-Farouk Mosque in Brooklyn. You can go look at the mosque in Paterson, New Jersey. And you have 30 seconds, Kate. I want to tell you something. In New York, New Jersey area, I know you have a lot of affiliates, maybe Maryland, Pennsylvania.
Listen
to what I'm about to say. This is very important, because after I say it in this year's show tonight, Kate, you'll hear it again. Christopher Christie is running for governor in New Jersey. Remember last week I told you about it? Someone needs to ask the Republicans who are backing this guy against Steve Lonigan. There's going to be a Republican primary. But ask Christopher Christie why, in Peter Lance's book, did Christopher Christie shut down an investigation into a mosque in New Jersey after Meir Kahane was shot. Meir Kahane was a Jewish leader, and our friend Sam in Canada knows about this. They said it was a lone wolf shooter. When the Passaic County Sheriff in New Jersey, Jerry Speziale, was investigating that shooting, they found a treasure trove of information in this mosque in New Jersey. And Christopher Christie, who was an attorney in the Southern District of New York or New Jersey, he told the Passaic County Sheriff, if you go any further with this mosque investigation, I'll arrest you. Why would a man, a Republican, and I'm a Republican, I vote Republican, why would a Republican, Christopher Christie, want to shut down that investigation? This is all in Peter Lance's book. Christopher Christie was covering for terrorists, and now this scumbag is running for governor, and people are just, he's claiming he's a conservative.
I know.
Neil Cavuto had him on Fox News. Does anybody want to ask this guy why he threatened to shut down Passaic County Sheriff Jerry Speziale and his investigators? Because they knew about the 9/11 plot. They were close to it, and they shut him down. And the Council of American Islamic Relations, they love it. Obama, he'll do nothing about it. But America, you need to ask these questions because these people are here, and they want Sharia law, and they want us all dead. Thank you, Kate, for so much time.
I have Mark, too. Peter Lance, remember I told you he was coming on. So when we get Peter Lance on, we'll talk about that. I've read a couple of Peter's books, and some people consider him to be a little bit radical and way out there, but he links a lot of interesting things together, and we certainly can't wait to talk to him. We're hoping that that happens either by the end of the week or in our next show or happens the week after. All right, I let Mark get on his soapbox because he listened to what I was saying and agreed to me, and you heard the one point certainly that he made, the thing that is so sad is to think what will happen to Iraq with all the lives that are lost, people who lost limbs and so much money and so much time put into Baghdad and outlying areas. Now the chase is on in Afghanistan and Pakistan, and ultimately it's just another shift in the Middle East. And when is it enough is enough, and when ultimately are you going to get the main prize? And the main prize is there has to be some way, I just fail to believe this, that we cannot track Osama bin Laden. There has to be a way to get this guy. I mean, honestly, I thought that was going to be the ace in the hole for the Bush administration, that somehow magically he was going to appear, and after that long presidency, that was going to turn the whole legacy around for Bush. Didn't happen. Does it happen this time around? I mean, really, what is the true story there ultimately? Because if you get the snake and you cut off the head of the snake, I think some other pieces still would fall into place. Somebody else would come into power, certainly, with anti-American attitudes and terroristic ideas of harming Americans. But I'd like to see how things would shake out that way. You can shoot me an email day or night. Of course, we'll respond, americatonight.net.
ਛੋਟਾ ਜਿਹਾ ਬੁੱਲਾ ਆਇਆ।